Rural Queensland today on the Resonate Broadcast Network. It is Tuesday morning, the 26th of May, and Peter Volandis will be joining us, the boss of the NRL, very shortly on how he got it back and operational, the NRL that kicks off on Thursday night. But we're really honoured to speak to Brent Lehman, Improve Me founder. Improve Me is an online development platform that has partnered with the Torrens University of Australia to offer free support to Australians who have lost their jobs during the COVID-19 pandemic. Brent, good morning and thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, good morning, Ben, and thanks for having me.
There's no two ways about it that COVID has had some long-lasting ailments to the whole of life, our lives in Australia, and one of them being is the job losses that have occurred. And I know the government at different times have tried to come up with some funding to try and help people, but there is going to be a long-term effect. And Improve Me, your founding business, which is a personal professional development platform, has now joined with the university to try and create career pathways to get people back and into the workforce.
Yeah, that's correct. Like nearly everybody around the country, we were particularly saddened by the images that were spread all over the news with the amount of people that were left without work very soon after the pandemic hit everybody. And we felt we wanted to do something to help. We didn't want people to sit and be a victim to it. We wanted to allow people to take action, take control, allow them to reskill and upskill to prepare themselves for whatever their return to the workforce might look like. So we turned on all of our services, including adding a partnership with Torrens University to make available to everybody at no cost.
Yeah, the big thing about it is that when business does start back up, and it's going to take some time, and the economy turns, people are still going to have to spend, and there will be jobs created because most businesses aren't running at full capacity at the moment, and they will look to try and put people on. This gives people a platform that when they do that, and I know businesses are starting to do that now, if they're with you guys and they're looking at that, there's a real opportunity that the right skill set will find the right job as such.
Yeah, that's it. You're entirely spot on there, Ben. That's one of the movements that we can actually see happening is people who have historically been trained or educated to undertake a specific role. You could be trained to be a plumber, you could be trained to be a lawyer or a school teacher. Those days are starting to merge into overall skill sets to make people adaptable for different roles as they emerge. Because as we know, the future of work is becoming the now of work, which means we all need to be adaptable to different circumstances. And we're trying to help people prepare for that to the best of their ability.
The business that you've, you know, that, well, sorry, not the business, but the platform that Improve Me has partnered with Torrens. Talk to us about that and talk to us about the portal that you've developed.
Yeah, I'll start with the portal because that's where everything begins. So anyone who's a participant within the Improve Me program, the first step in the process is to undertake a competency assessment, which is about a 10 to 15 minute investment of their time. They have the ability to do it on their own, or they can seek peer assessment support as well. When they complete that, they get access to a couple of reports which identifies what their top two strengths are as individuals. They are then invited to access a personal development portal where all of our content, educational opportunities are all specifically linked to what their strengths are within those portals to give them the confidence about what they want to attack moving forward into the future with whatever role they want to undertake. With Torrens, we saw a great opportunity to partner with them. They have a series of fantastic short courses that are between 1 and 2 hours in length. I've done some of them myself and can vouch how enjoyable they are to do. And it opens your eyes to different thinking. And if we can start to get people to understand that a very small investment of their time where they can learn at their own pace, you don't have to attend a classroom, you can do it during the day, after hours, on a weekend, whenever it suits your schedule, you can still use this opportunity to improve yourself and help get yourself ready for the return to the workforce when it comes. Or whether you want to start to look at other alternatives that may emerge post the coronavirus pandemic.
So now that this is operational, what would you say is the first step people to register with the improveme.com.au and yeah. become part of that and register with you guys. And then from there, you know, they do the short courses and then the opportunities will not necessarily, but, you know, you'd hope that the opportunities would come forth and their skill sets then would be able to go and, you know, get back into the workforce.
Absolutely. Becoming a participant in the program is the first step. It's not a set and forget program. We update all of our users regularly. We have whether weekly or fortnightly updates with new content, new information, new opportunities that get posted in there. And they're not just educational and course opportunities. They're work experience, internships, mentoring opportunities, actual job vacancies. All of those are updated on a regular basis. So it's not a set and forget. It's once you become part of the system, you can allow it to help you become whatever person you want to be.
Yeah, fascinating. So the big thing is onto the website straight away, improveme.com.au. That's the first step. And from there, a real opportunity for people to register. And once they register, it's a flow-on effect from there. What's your advice to people listening this morning that are out of work? And there are people throughout regional Queensland, lots of them, who have lost their jobs. They shouldn't lose hope. But what's the one message you've got for them, Brent?
Probably in the immediate time, just not to panic. Try and give a considered viewpoint about the circumstances that we all find ourselves in. One of the biggest issues is everyone's going to take a real hit to their confidence, and we want to try and give people an ability to help rebuild their confidence in the first step to actually before they get back into the workforce. So that going back to that patience, understand what your strengths are as a person. Take the time to invest in learning more about what makes you as good as what you can become, and then start to slowly map out what your pathway back into the workforce might look like. Speak to people, open up networking opportunities. Everybody's willing to talk to someone when they're looking for different roles, different advice, different guidance. So talk to as many people as you can. Keep involved in educating yourself. Keep upskilling and keep reskilling. And keep their eye on different opportunities as and when they present themselves, because whilst we're going through some tough times, there are some industries out there that are growing and thriving that are continually looking for people as well.
Yeah, you make very wise words, and it's a lot of sense what people need to just stay calm, get in there, get registered, be available, be known. And you know what? The jobs are going to be created again in this great country. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. The website, improveme.com.au. Appreciate your time, Brent Lehman. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good on you, mate. This is Rural Queensland Today on the Resonate Broadcast Network, Tuesday morning, the 26th of May.